Good morning and welcome to the Healthy and Aging Show, where we talk about the joys and the challenges of growing older in this great state. And we talk to local experts about what they see happening as people age, as well as the services that are available for you and your loved one. I'm your host, Jason McDermott, and we have a great show ahead of us today. I have Jessica and Risa, I'm going to mess that up 100 times, guarantee it, with Mayberry Day Services. Good morning. How are you, ladies?
Good morning.
Doing great. Thanks for having us on, Jason.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I know. You've been on the show before. We liked you so much, we invited you back.
Wonderful. Yeah. Happy to be here.
That's great. And I appreciate it. I know we got a lot to talk about because, as you know, I just love day services. So I really want to talk about day services. I think I think it's an important part of the whole care program, I guess. We'll call it a care program, but I think it's important. I do. But first off, let's put you guys in hot seats and let's refresh our listeners' memories, who you are and kind of what you're about. I'll start with you, Jessica. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you kind of got into the business and where your passion comes from and
wonderful.
All that good stuff.
I'm Jessica Martinez, and I'm the owner and director at Mayberry Senior Services. We're a local company here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We've been open approximately a year, so we were able to celebrate our one-year anniversary in April.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Very exciting.
Where's the champagne? Is it too early for champagne?
Oh, that's long done.
I missed a party is what you're saying.
That's right. All right, we can recreate it for you, Jason. Prior, my background was working with DD Waiver and the DD Waiver business, developmental disability waiver. I've always had a passion for working with the elderly. I assisted in caregiving with both my grandparents as well as my mother. Really feel a connection to the people, a connection to the families, and being a caregiver myself, understanding the importance of getting that break and having resources available to you, and what are the resources.
It was funny you said that. That's going to be the key of our conversation, really, is a break for caregivers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And just
so important.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think it's a wonderful business. I mean, day services, which, again, I know we'll talk more about. So, again, I think that's wonderful. So it's been a year already, huh?
Been a year.
Wow, that's great.
It's been going very well. It's a wonderful program. It's been real successful and have a lot of great client stories.
That's good. Well, hopefully we have some good stories, some funny stories. We love funny stories here on
the
Health and Aging Show. All right. Well, Risa, tell us about yourself.
Okay. My name is Risa Villano, and I am one of the managers at Mayberry. And my passion really comes from my grandparents as well. I was young when I started taking care of them and just had a very special bond with them. They were my best friends. I lost both of them early in life. And so I really missed that, all the things that they could offer, the wisdom and the support and their stories and just that companionship. And so when I heard about Mayberry, I actually went to Jessica and I was like, this is the most amazing thing ever. So if you ever have an opening, I'd really be interested. And I think she might have been taken back because I come from a bookkeeping background.
And, well, that's good. So not only can you help her out with day services, she can also do your book.
Exactly. So the minute that she had an opening, I jumped at the chance and it's been an amazing decision.
That's great. And so I'm assuming, of course, you wouldn't be here if you didn't love working there, but you love it. I mean, I love it.
Right. I ran into a friend that I hadn't seen in a while, and she said, you look really different, and I hadn't changed anything, and we started talking about where I was at now and with Mayberry, and she said, well, that's what it is. I noticed that you're happier now. And that's just exactly what it is.
That's interesting. Well, that's why I have no hair, because let me tell you, when it comes to numbers, I lose my hair. So I definitely can understand transitioning into more of a caring position. So yeah, I understand that. And what a great passion to have. So great for you. Good story for sure. Well, let's jump right in and start talking about Mayberry and why Mayberry is Mayberry. I mean, that's kind of, I guess I want to talk about day services where I'm getting at. I think day service is such a great thing. Jessica, we'll kind of, since you're the owner, let's talk about Mayberry. Exactly. What is day services? What services are you guys offering?
What is day services? Day services is a wonderful alternative to other options that are out there. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. So it's an opportunity for a caregiver to drop off their loved one during the day based on a schedule that's set by the family. So we don't dictate your schedule. We don't have a minimum number of hours that you have to attend. We're genuinely here to meet the needs of the family.
I got a question for you, and the reason I'm asking is because I know some people think, this must just be a fly-by-night thing or something, but this is a licensed program. Am I correct?
Absolutely. We're licensed with the state of New Mexico to provide adult daycare services, as well as we're licensed with the Board of Pharmacy so we can assist an individual in taking their medications.
That's why I'm asking questions, because that's important to a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And honestly, I think it is important as well as for companies, because I think it also helps regulations, making sure that, you know, caregivers are got the right trainings, caregivers have, you know, the right background check, reference checks, you know. I think that's very important.
Absolutely.
You know, that's wonderful. Sorry to interrupt you. That was great. Yeah, so I just want to throw it out there and make sure our listeners understand it.
Yep.
You know, it's a legit company. I mean, there's a lot of, and I understand regulations, there's a lot you have to go through to become a provider. And so, again,
that's correct. There are, but I think those are good because they're in place to protect the individuals, to protect the clients and their families.
So that's right.
We
that's
totally
right.
support that. And as you had mentioned, we do background checks on all of our staff. There's quite a bit that they have to go through to get approved, as well as provide ongoing training. So we think it's important that our staff are trained, but also have that continual knowledge and continue to learn about just how to work with individuals, and regardless of what their abilities and or disabilities are, is to help to work with them and assist them the best that we can.
That's great. So, you know, I know we're talking about, it is day services. So we're talking about, you know, the day. The key word is a day.
Correct.
So what time you guys operate? I know you just said that and I missed it. Did you say 9 to 3?
8 a.m. we open. So we're open from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. So we're here to try to accommodate whether it's an adult child caring for their parent or a spouse possibly who's caring for their loved one, any situation, a neighbor helping out a neighbor. We're open from 8 to 6. And so we do have a few individuals that their loved ones work during the day. So they're able to drop their loved one off at our program and they do spend all day with us. We have other individuals that come for maybe 2 to 3 days a week. It's 6 hours at a time just to have a set schedule.
Great.
We as human beings tend to thrive on routine.
Right.
So
very important.
Absolutely.
Yep. Structure and routine is very important.
But we also offer just if you just need something like 2 or 3 hours a week. So you don't have to be on a set schedule. So again, we have that flexibility for the families depending on what their needs are, where they could come up to 2 or 3 hours a week or they could come 20 hours a week. It's really based on what the needs of the family are.
So let's say we have a listener listening right now. It's like, this would be perfect for my mom. What would be their first step? Well, I'm assuming call, of course, and
absolutely.
We'll get contact information out here shortly. But what would be the next step after they call? They come in, is there an assessment, or can they just come visit or come have lunch with you, or how does that work?
The best thing for them would be to give us a call. We'd set up a time for them to come in and tour, and we'll show them around, show them our program, and then even do a trial so that their loved one can maybe come and spend a few hours with us, make sure it's a good fit, and then there is minimal paperwork to fill out in terms of getting started. But as of right now, we don't have a wait list, so they're able to start pretty quickly. And once they're in the program, we just set a schedule or based on what the needs of the family are, and we go from there.
Great. I'm going to tell you right now, it's only a matter of time for that wait list.
That's
a great service. And I know that, you know, there's not a lot of providers out there doing such a great service as yourself. So
Appreciate that.
That's why I'm so thankful you guys are on the show. Well, so day services, I guess, walk me through maybe one of your typical days. I mean, what's going on in Mayberry during the day?
Great.
Yeah.
Well, we have a schedule. So, again, I talked about a routine. So
right.
We do have a set schedule that we have at Mayberry. Typically, a morning would be the individuals will arrive at whatever time they would like to come.
Right.
We do exercises every single day in the morning.
Great.
We do a morning activity. We serve a hot lunch every day. So that's
nice.
Prepared. It's a nutritious lunch that's served and prepared there at Mayberry. Have some socialization, current events. We have a big social component to our program. We think that that's very important to have those connections, to have cognitive activities so that we're using our brain and continuing to learn and keep that brain fresh. And
I need to, what kind of cognitive activities are we talking about?
We do a lot of trivia.
Really?
By
the way, I'm horrible at trivia.
So am I. I only read the questions.
Yeah,
I don't have to answer
I'm not anybody's team. I'm telling you right now.
Yes, we do stuff like that. We also just do things like Family Feud type games.
Great.
We'll do maybe flashcards of some icons from their generation, see if they can recognize them. We do a lot of opposite games, just stuff to stimulate, stuff that they know and that's kind of rooted in them to kind of get it going and stuff. We do
also
memory
like
lane.
Yeah, memory lane and music. Right. So music from their generation, sing-along songs, that type of thing. Music is a big connection for individuals who have cognitive issues, such as Alzheimer's or dementia.
Of course, yeah. I mean, music is so therapy. I mean, music's everything. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Music is, what is the favorite activity, you think, of people there? I'm just curious.
Well, I think that we have people who vary in the level that they would like to engage in or that they can engage in. So for some of them, it's ping pong. And they really like that element of the sport and the activity and the competitiveness. And that's nice for the people playing ping pong, but it's also nice for the people watching because then they kind of get into it and they pick teams. And so I think ping pong's a really good one.
I'll be there. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get some more details on this ping pong because let me tell you, I'm a pretty good ping pong player. So I'm going to be there.
Okay. All right. Well, we have somebody there who might be able to challenge you.
All right. Well, I tell you what, don't go away. We're going to talk more about some ping pongs. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744. Or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's M-A-R-I-P-O-S-A, homehealth.com. Speaking of Mariposa, I actually, before we get going here, ladies, and start talking more about Melberry, can't even say that right. Jeez, I tell you. I want to talk about Mariposa Home Health. They got invited to be, or we did, I shouldn't say they, a guest speaker at the Retirement Summit, which is going to be June 3rd. We're going to talk about the cost of home health care and health care altogether. And that is going to be Saturday, June 3rd. There's three sessions. You can go to www.retirementsummit.org and get more information. We would love to have our listeners there. And so we can get you our information as far as health care services. And of course, Mayberry, you guys are invited to go too. We
Sounds
can talk
like a great event.
Yeah, I think it's more of an awareness, really kind of, you know, what services cost and what people can expect. So anyways, we look forward to seeing all listeners there. So getting right back to our show, let's talk about Mayberry Day Services. You kind of had me intrigued with this ping pong before we went to the break.
Yes, they definitely love ping pong. It gets them riled up. And it creates bonds between them, and it creates, you know, they can play as a team, they can play individually, they cheer each other on. So the community that they have there at Mayberry, it's fantastic. The friendships that are made.
Let's talk tournaments here. We need to get some tournaments going.
I have surprised.
You may come in second.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm serious. I'm always about competitions. We're always talking about competitions here on the Health and Aging Show, but it would be great to get a little tournament going with maybe some other clients outside.
Yes, come join us. Yeah. That would be fun.
We're talking t-shirt. We're going to get
the real deal.
We're the real deal. I'm not messing around. Well, that's wonderful. And again, I think that's a great activity, and I can understand why it's probably one of the favorites for sure. Now, I know we're kind of talking about the full day here at Mayberry. We only got to noon. We got to lunchtime.
We got to lunch.
Is everybody sleeping after lunch? What else is going on at Mayberry here?
Be surprised. It's so stimulating, the program is. So we do things, I mentioned, such as socialization, trivia, current events, and then we have an afternoon activity scheduled. And then from there, we're able to even break into small groups. So we really try to customize it, keep it individualized based on what the individuals who are attending, what they're interested in. So if a group over here wants to be doing arts and crafts, and maybe a group over here wants to be playing cards, or a group over here wants to just be having social time or discussion, we're able to kind of break into smaller groups.
That's interesting, and I'm assuming that's important, because you might not have everybody wants to do the exact same thing.
Absolutely.
Somebody might hate ping pong. They're like, you know what? I hate ping pong.
Exactly.
I played ping pong my whole life. Yeah.
So, that's right.
So there are choices, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
Now, do you have anybody just didn't want to do any activities and just wants to hang out?
Not really. Even the individuals who start in their level, and they'll say, well, they're not very social. They've never been really social. I think just the camaraderie and the excitement, they may initially start and say, I'm not interested, and they'll just sit and watch. But 9 times out of 10, they end up joining the group and engaging. We do have a bed at Mayberry, so in case the individual gets tired and they want to lay down and take a nap, they certainly can do so. But I will tell you that doesn't happen very often.
They don't want to miss anything. Risa, even if they're tired, they're like, no, my eyes are closing, but I have to stay right here.
Now, is that bed for employees too?
No,
it's not.
We're busy. No time.
I was going to say, if not, I'm working there.
You're going to come sign out your time slot, huh?
That's great. That's great. Well, no, that's wonderful. So what kind of, I guess, activities go on in the afternoon? Give me those.
In the afternoon is usually when we spend our time outside. We'll go out and garden. We also do some intergenerational programs where we have incorporated the child care center, who is neighbors with us. And so we'll meet them out on the back patio. And
the kind of thing you guys do together. That's interesting.
We can play parachute or we play ball. And sometimes we'll start an activity and it just ends up all the little ones crawling on our seniors' laps and just hanging out.
Wait.
It's really beautiful to watch.
We got to back up here. You said something about parachute. Are people jumping off the roofs here? What's going on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Please explain yourself.
So what the game is you gather around a parachute, you put a ball, and you pop the ball, so it's like popcorn.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, wow. I mean, people are parachuting.
It's pretty
rough.
Thrill seekers, come join us.
Yeah. Well, that's
but
great.
A good exercise component.
Absolutely.
Exercise, tying that in, is very important for our seniors to get that movement.
And how about the kids? Did they love it?
Love it.
Love it.
They call them the grandma and grandpas.
I think that is so great. So great. So how often are you guys doing this intergenerational day?
You know, at least a few times a week.
Wow.
And sometimes it's not even scheduled. There was a gentleman from Mayberry who was feeling a little anxious, kind of pacing back and forth, couldn't really get settled. There was also a child that happened to be at the daycare who was also upset. They couldn't stop him from crying. We decided to take them outside, and the child came up to our senior. He picked him up, and both of them sat down and just enjoyed the rest of the time. They were both calm and content and happy. Yeah, it's
great.
Amazing.
That is great. I love to hear stuff like that and see stuff like that. I mean, that is great. I think that's huge, honestly.
It's been a wonderful partnership, and there's benefits to both the young and the old.
I bet. Yeah. I bet. Absolutely. Absolutely.
For our seniors, a lot of times, it really gives them a sense of purpose. Like, they feel like they're connecting, like they have a purpose that they're here to help the kids or to teach the kids or just to be present with them, to have that grandma-grandpa role. And then, of course, for the children, they learn from our seniors. So it's huge benefits on both sides.
If there's some good stories, I'm sure, some good life lessons. They ever get any earfuls of good life lessons?
Every day.
Every day. I think I could use some of those. That's right. I don't want my own life lessons. I want to hear from somebody else's.
That's right.
Well, that's great. Well, that's a great little program you guys do. That's amazing.
But we also do things. We have pet therapy comes in a couple times a month. We have a professional artist who comes in and does art with our individuals. We have live music.
Walk me through the pet therapy. I'm assuming dogs.
Yeah, dogs. So we have a company that comes in and brings their dogs in. These are licensed dogs, fully trained. And there's just a connection between the animals and the seniors as well.
That's great. And then you said an art program as well, too?
Art program. Most of our folks go, I'm not an artist. And you should see some of the work that they come up with. It's been amazing. Watercolors, pastels, chalks, paintings.
Wow. Now, what about, and you mentioned earlier music. So let's talk more about music. Do you have anybody like actually play music at your place, or no, is it someone that comes to and plays music for the client?
Both. So we have some individuals come in and play for us. Right. I can tell you a story. I played piano many moons ago, and I sat down a few months ago and was tinkering on the piano, an old song that I remembered, and one of our ladies came over, and she sat down next to me on the bench, and she started playing. And none of us knew that she knew how to play the piano.
She never said anything.
Never said anything. Sat down and started playing. So I got up, and she took over, and she ended up playing an entire song. It was beautiful. This lady does have moderate to advanced Alzheimer's.
Right.
So we were all kind of surprised. But again, it's that portion of the brain, that section of the brain that's been activated. Her daughter came to pick her up later in the day, and we were telling her about this. And her daughter never realized that her mom even knew how to play piano.
Get
so this was
here.
Something that she had done as a young child, had piano lessons.
Wow.
Always knew her mom was very musically inclined and talented and was a singer, but didn't realize the piano component. So just, again, sitting down and tinkering, it all coming back. That was amazing. So So that was a
that
very
is neat.
Story.
Wow, and her daughter didn't even know, huh?
No,
that's great. Wow, that's wonderful. I wonder if that'll happen to me. I wonder if maybe I know how to play piano and I never learned it, but maybe I don't think I did. That's great. That's wonderful. Well, that, you know, it's funny. I'm a big proponent for music. I think it's just a great therapeutic. I mean, it's just all around just a wonderful, wonderful thing. How many times do you guys do music? I mean,
pretty much daily.
Every day.
I think it's
going
to be every day that there's some kind of musical component. Even if we're doing an activity together, whether it's art, we'll have the oldies, kind of the music from their generation playing in the background.
Right.
Again, you'd be amazed at them remembering the words, the songs that they can connect with back from their generation. So we might have an individual who really isn't very verbal or, you know, is maybe at moderate or advanced Alzheimer's that doesn't socialize much, and we'll put on maybe an old hymn, and here they start singing, and they know every single word to the song, whether it's, you know, a rock and roll song from the 50s or an old hymn from prior to that. They really connect with the music.
I was going to say, what a great way to get somebody, I don't want to say out of their shell, but kind of, I mean, what a great way to kind of get to know a person.
Absolutely. It just makes them feel like they're at home and comfortable, and I think that once they let their heart open in that way, it's so much easier to get to know them and offer that personal care, because we're really about personal care and making sure that we know the individual so we know how best to help them along, because what is going to work for one may not work for the other.
That makes sense. Well, and again, I'm trying to paint a picture because really, I mean, what a great place Mayberry sounds like. Speaking of Mayberry, let's make sure we get some contact information. If people just want to come tour or just call you maybe with some questions about day services, let's get a phone number out there for you guys.
Great. The number's 505-271-0000.
Okay. And a website, you guys are on the internet?
Yep, we sure are. It's MayberryNM.com. MayberryNM.com. MayberryNM.com.
Excellent. And we'll talk about Facebook after the break. I'm a big pushing Facebook guy. Are you guys on Facebook?
We certainly are.
Okay. That's good. Well, I tell you what, don't go away. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744 or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's MARIPOSA homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Jessica and Risa. That's right, I got that right. With Mayberry Services. Before we kind of get going on you guys, I definitely want to talk about Mayberry. I want to make sure that I give a good plug for us, Mariposa. We got invited to be a guest speaker at the Retirement Summit June 3rd. We're going to talk about health care costs and what they cost and what people can expect if they need to utilize any kind of home services or anything outside of the home, honestly, even day services. And again, so we're guest speaker June 3rd. I ask our listeners to go and sign up at www.retirementsummit.org. There's going to be a lot more guest speakers besides my boring self there. I will definitely be there, so I look forward to meeting our listeners there as well. Again, you can go to www.retirementsummit.org. So let's get back to Mayberry. That's right. I can see you guys are excited to talk more about Mayberry. So
always.
You're getting me excited here.
Always.
So, you know, I kept thinking as we were talking earlier before we went to a break, we were talking about the great activities you guys do in music. I know we talked about music, and I didn't think it's so great. And the reason I was asking this question is I want to paint a picture to our listeners. You know, what David's services are about. I mean, it's just not about. Again, I think some people might think, oh, okay, I'm dropping, you know, mom off or my husband off. I'm dropping them off, and there's a one room. They're just sitting around in a room, twiddling their thumbs, watching TV. So I guess
absolutely the opposite of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's kind of what I want to talk about. What makes Mayberry different from some other providers that maybe kind of what I just kind of mentioned?
Well, like we said earlier, we do offer different activities. So there's choices. It's not we're all doing this right now and then we all have to do this. And we have the space that allows us to do that. We have about 4,000 or 5,000 square feet.
1,000.
And it comes with an auditorium, and then we have an outside garden. We have a dining hall. We have two little separate living room kind of spaces.
Wow.
We have like a den that has, you know, another table for like socialization.
Right.
So there's a lot of different change of sceneries. We have a sunroom. So there's a lot of change of scenery. So if somebody is in one room and they aren't feeling it and we need to redirect them or somehow, we have not only can we offer them another activity, but we can offer them a whole change of scenery. And I think that that's really helped with them. We had a tour come in yesterday, and they were impressed by the space, so they decided to leave their loved one for a trial.
Really?
And
that was their first time they've ever seen day service or anything.
And
I'd be curious what their initial reaction
they
was.
They must have been pretty comfortable because they said we'll be back in about 3 hours for a first trial. So
on
we
the
were
same
like,
day?
Yep. Same day.
That's great.
So we were like, okay, yeah, that's fantastic. So we spent the afternoon with her, and she was lovely.
What did you do? We did art.
I painted her nails. And
you're kidding, right?
No, we have a little beauty salon. Yeah, and so I started painting her nails. Well, she had asked about it, and so I started painting her nails, but I only got through one, and she kind of pulled her hand away, and she said, wait, how much are you going to charge me? And I told her it was free, and she said, $3? And I said, no, free. It's all inclusive of what you get today, and she was blown away.
She's probably like, I'm coming here every day.
That's what she said. That's exactly when her family came to pick her up. That's exactly what she said. She said, can I come back tomorrow and the next day and the next day, and how long can I be here? She had also told her family that it was different from other places that she had tried because there was so much engagement.
How different did she go into detail?
Just that she wasn't just sitting there with nobody talking to her with the TV on, and that people were not only engaging with her, but that there were other people engaging so that she felt at home.
Oh,
and that
that's great.
She felt like people actually valued what she had to say, that she wasn't just being babysat.
Oh, that's interesting. And I guess that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. That's why I know Mayberry, but I wanted you guys to tell our listeners. That's why I think you guys are so different. I mean, I think it's just not a room where people are sitting in chairs staring at a TV and one staff running around. You guys are engagement, like you said. You guys are doing things. They got their own space. So if they don't want to be with one crowd playing ping pong or doing their nails, they can go do something else, gardening or something else with another crowd.
It's different, unlike anything else offered here in New Mexico, and really even nationally. There's very few centers nationally that have partnered with the child care center that are doing those intergenerational activities throughout the week. So not only are we bringing something different to New Mexicans, but also across the country. There's been huge successes.
And again, I'm going to go back to you since, Jessica, you're the owner and a director. How did you come up, I guess, with the different of Mayberry? How did you come up with that idea? I mean, honestly, I just think it's a great concept. That's why I'm asking. It's wonderful. I mean, did you see a problem like maybe some other providers, like, you know what, I can do this much better?
I think first and foremost was really based on my caregiving experience with my family members. You know, being home, being in the trenches, doing this 24 hours a day is exhausting.
Right.
And really, for us, we weren't at that point where we wanted to put our loved ones necessarily in an assisted living or a nursing home. We just weren't at that spot yet, but we also needed a break. And we also knew that, like my grandmother, for example, really needed that socialization. And at the time, there really wasn't a program out there that we felt would fit her needs. So not only based on personal experience, but also my professional experience prior to this working for a DD waiver company is helping start an adult day program there and seeing the successes. So that program was a little different in the sense it was ages like 18 to 88.
Right.
But just seeing...
It's a pretty big gap.
It's a pretty big gap, yeah. But that was under the DD waiver. But just seeing the successes of the individuals of where each person's at a different level and meeting them there. And watching them grow and learn things and making progress every single day or becoming more social or becoming more verbal. A lot of our folks at Mayberry do have Alzheimer's or dementia, Parkinson's, or recovering from a stroke, and just getting to connect with them and having successes with them, not only for us, but for the family members has been huge.
Great. Oh. And again, great program, great program. So, you know, we kind of haven't talked about, because again, you know, we come from the home health care side. I mean, how do you guys work with home health care? I mean, honestly, I'm such a big advocate for you guys, because not only does I think, and I know you'll probably elaborate on this, I think it, you know, helps staff, caregivers at home, whether it's a family caregiver or a company caregiver, with less burnout, less, I don't know, it just gives a client something else to do besides just sitting at home, you know, watching TV or doing what they want to do at home. I shouldn't say always watch TV, but, you know, kind of gets them out, socialize. And I think it's a good, and I'm just giving you my personal opinion, I think it's a good thing for caregivers to take their clients out too. And they can, and I'm assuming caregivers can, do you have that now? Do you have home health care caregivers dropping clients off and coming back and picking them up?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's a wonderful partnership, and want to make sure families understand that they can have multiple services. We have several individuals that have a home health agency, such as Mariposa, come into their home in the morning, get their loved one up, showered, dressed, help them get breakfast, spend a couple hours at home with them, and then, for example, the caregiver from the home health agency can then bring them to Mayberry, and they can spend a few hours at Mayberry for that social component. So that has been a very successful model and a great partnership, I think, between Mayberry and agencies such as Mariposa.
And I will say this from from personal experience, very cost effective, in my opinion, very cost effective, even compared to home health. I mean, I just know that. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, from a personal and professional experience. I mean, again, we've utilized the service as well, and very cost effective. Yeah, I think it's a great,
very affordable, probably more so than families will realize. And just another alternative to an assisted living or nursing home. So again, different people are at different phases, and different services will work for different people.
And that's a good question. It brings me to: do you ever have anybody from an assisted living home come at day services? The reason I ask, because I do know that sometimes assisted living companies will reach out to home health providers. Again, more of a complimentary service, you know, where someone will come pick them up and take them out. I'm just curious. It just seems like day service would be a nice component.
Absolutely.
To assisted living.
Good complimentary, yep. Yeah, just absolutely. To provide those activities and have them dropped off during the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Just kind of get them out of, because again, assisted living's their home. So again, it's getting them out of their home and giving them something else to do during the day.
Correct. And I want to also stress that the clients that are attending Mayberry aren't just connecting with the staff members. You would be amazed at the bonds that they have with the other people attending the program. Huge successes, friendships that have been made, lifetime friendships, even folks that have Alzheimer's that you don't think that they can generate and make new memories. They remember that their friends are there.
That's great.
It's been
friends.
Incredible.
Well, again, before we take another break, I know we've got a lot of breaks here, but before we take another break, I want to make sure you guys get your contact information out there. Let's start with Facebook. Right before the last break, I was like, what about Facebook? So are you guys on Facebook?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we welcome everybody to go out and like our Facebook page, Mayberry Senior Services. Please like our page. We're always posting, and you can see some of the great things that we're doing on a daily basis. So a lot of great feedback, and it kind of connects the public with our folks and what we're doing in the great activities that we have to offer.
Great. And phone number real quick?
505-271-0000.
Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, don't go away, ladies. We're going to talk more about Mayberry Services when we get back. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744. Or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. Speaking of Mariposa, I want to make sure I mention to our listeners that we are going to be a guest speaker at the Retirement Summit June 3rd. Information is available on their website at www.retirementsummit.org. It's a great opportunity to get to know a lot of the guest speakers are going to be there. I know they're going to be talking about trust. I know they're going to be talking about costs for health care. I know they're going to be talking about, of course, retirement, financial solutions. It's a great opportunity for our listeners. I know the summit is free. You can go to their website and sign up. I look forward to meeting some of you guys. So anyways, that's my Summit spiel. Hopefully we'll see you guys there. We got to finish up this show and talk about Mayberry. I know we have to come to an end, and I know the party is so great, but we do have to bring it to an end. But I definitely want to make sure that we talk more about Mayberry, because again, I appreciate you guys coming back on the show.
It's been
a lot of fun for sure. Right before we went off to the break, we talked about Facebook. Again, I'm such a big Facebook guy, and the reason I say that is because I think in our business industry, it's a great way to stay connected with Absolutely. People that not only want services or just kind of maybe just looking to see what's going on. And again, honestly, I was on Mayberry's Facebook, and I know that you guys are doing some community projects. So let's talk about that. Tell us about that.
We just did one back in April. We partnered up with the Child Care Center. And so over a month, we asked our families as well as their families for donations so that we could make blessing bags. So on the day of the event, we had stations. We had toothpaste and wipes and deodorant and food and all this stuff set up. And so the children would go by each one of our seniors and kind of like trick or treat.
That's great.
Made these bags. The event was held last year, too. Last year, I think we made 44. And this year, it was 103.
Wow. And you guys gave every one of those out?
Every one of those away to people in the community, whether they just be in need or homeless. Right. And it really gave a sense of purpose to our seniors. And it really allowed them to give back to the community in ways where they may not be able to now.
Was it pretty well received, I'm assuming, with people in the day services? They love it.
They loved it.
Yeah. Really. Yeah. Giving a sense of purpose and giving back so that they're, instead of them receiving the help, they're helping other individuals.
And that's what we were kind of talking about. It is huge. I agree. I think it gives, like you say, gives people purpose. And, you know, not only do people want to be helped, but they also want to help. I mean, it just keeps going on down the chain. Yeah. I think it's wonderful. And it honestly, you know, cliche to say, but it makes a community. I truly believe it makes a great community.
Absolutely.
So who delivers all these 103 packages that you get?
Some of our families took some. Some of the staff from both places took them.
Great.
There are some pictures on Facebook, I believe, of one of our families actually handing them out.
Yeah. One of our staff members went to an area where there were a lot of homeless and was able to give a lot of the bags out as well. And then we carry them in our cars. So when you're driving around the streets of Albuquerque and you see an individual who's homeless, you can all offer them that blessing bag. And as Reese had mentioned, it has like water and food and a pair of socks, because socks are real important.
That's interesting. Really? That's
toothbrush,
great.
Toothbrush, toothpaste, those types of things. So we just keep them in our cars and then hand them out. So.
Yeah, oh, that's
been fantastic.
Great. Oh, that's great. I'm sure it's well received for sure. What other kind of I know that's your homeless project. You guys were talking about some other community projects you guys are doing. Or that's it. Well, I don't mean to say
that. That was the most recent, I guess.
But we've also
been involved with stuff where we take donations for seniors who Social Security really isn't cutting it. You know, they don't get very much. So we take some food and stuff, perishable items, stuff like that, to kind of supplement what they may be lacking as well.
That's great.
Silver Horizons is another one that feeds hungry seniors that we've had a box in there. We do food donation, food collections, those types of things.
I guess that's where I should have just directed you to that question exactly, because it's funny that we've had Silver Horizons on the show before. And I know you guys worked with them before, so I should have just asked you. You guys worked with Silver Horizons? But
yeah. Great organization, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, again, a day service. I mean,
enjoy it.
And Risa, I'm assuming I could just tell by look on your face, you just love it. I mean, you love the passion. Yeah, that's really funny. And so are you building some pretty good relationships with your clients? I don't even like to call them clients, truthfully. We'll just call them, you know.
They're my friends.
Your friends.
They're totally my friends.
We call it the Mayberry family. Welcome to the family.
I actually call them my bunnies. I had to take a day off and I text my husband, who was there doing some filming, and I was like, how are my Mayberry bunnies today? And he's like, leave me alone. And I'm like, no, I have to know everything about everyone all day.
Yeah, I'm sure your husband was going to call them bunnies. I'm sure that didn't go over too well.
But I do. I really enjoy it. It's so fulfilling. Very fulfilling.
Oh, that's I could imagine. And honestly, and we kind of talked about this even before the show, I mean, you have to have passion for it. I mean, you do. I mean, it's just... It's just a
And it feels good to help people. I mean, even the families. So again, there's benefits for the individual who attends the program, that cognitive and the social interaction that they're going to get, but also for the primary caregiver, whether it be a spouse or an adult child that also can have that break. So I can't stress enough the importance. Being a caregiver myself is really taking that time to recharge your own batteries, which will then in turn make you a better caregiver for your loved one.
Right. Do you ever have anybody just come over for a couple hours a
week? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. That's a pretty little minimum time, so that's pretty good. You guys can do 2 hours for
Sure. Very, very flexible. Yeah. They just need to call. We ask that they call the day before just so we make sure we have staffing and meals and stuff prepared. Hey, can I drop my husband off tomorrow from 10 to 12 or 10 to 1, what have you? Absolutely. Right. So we're able to accommodate that.
Oh, how fun. What a great thing. And I'm assuming you guys all got all your trainings and all that good.
Absolutely.
How fun. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, great. And so do you get real good response? And I'm asking you, Jessica, as the owner, your caregivers just love it. I mean,
they do. We're all very passionate, all very connected. It's really in the heart. I mean, that's what it is. You have to have a heart to work with individuals who need assistance or those cognitive issues that they're dealing with. And so every day's a new day. Every day's an adventure. I can tell you that.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Yeah. And I could imagine it. And again, I'm just trying to paint a great picture for our listeners because I've been to Mayberry and I just think it's great. You guys, you can tell you love it. You can tell the people that are there love it. It's just
it's a happy place.
Yeah, it is a happy place. People are together. But I tell you what, I want to make sure I get some contact information out for you guys again before we end the show. So, Jessica, why don't you give us your stuff here?
Great. The phone number is 505-271-0000, or our web address is mayberrynm.com. That's mayberrynm.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
That's right. And don't forget, yeah, I liked you on Facebook, so yeah. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for being on the show. And Risa, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It has been a pleasure. It is wonderful.
It's been wonderful. Thank you.
But I tell you what, that is the end of our show. And I want to thank everyone for listening. And make sure that everyone gets us at June 3rd at the Retirement Summit. And again, you can go to their website, www.retirementsummit.org. Look forward to meeting every one of you guys. Have a wonderful day, and thank you again for listening to Health and Aging Show.